Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Sarah, Malka, Bas, Rav Yitzchak. Today we find ourselves in Masechta Mikvos, and we are going to learn Mishnayos Zayin, Perek Tes Mishnah Zayin, and the first Mishnah in the 10th Perek as well. In the last couple of days, we've been discussing what makes something into a chatzitza and what not. Mipachas Shel Zapatin, the Mishnah tells us that the apron that the pitch workers wear, or Bishel Yotzin of the potters, or Shel Mafsile Ilanos, or the tree pruners, Ein Chotetzin, stains that are on those aprons, those things are not something that people are makpid on. And so therefore the stains are not going to be chotzeis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afshal Kayatzin Kayotzi Behem. Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing is true for the fruit dryers. If they get a little bit of jelly on them, right, they're not going to really care so much. So Zah Klal, the Mishnah says the following is the rule. Kol ha-makpid alav chotzeis. If it's something that people tend to be very strict about, so then it's going to serve as a chatzitza. V'she'ino makpid alav, eino chotzeitz. But if it's something that people are not so particular about, they're not so makpid on, so it's not going to create a chatzitza. Okay, and now the Mishnah begins, the 10th parak as well. Kol yados ha-kelim shechnisan shalo kedarkan, o shechnisan kedarkan below merkan, o shemerkan v'nishbaru, ha-reilu chotzeitzin. All handles of kelim that were inserted improperly, or they were put in properly, but they weren't finished, so now they're not considered a full handle. O shechnisan kedarkan below merkan, o shemerkan v'nishbru, or if they were finished, but they broke. So in this situation, the handle is not considered part of a kli; it doesn't function, and so therefore, in such a situation, harilu chotzin, they're going to be considered a chatzitza. Kli shed bilu derech piv kilo tabal. If a utensil was put down with its mouth downward, it's as if it wasn't put into the mikvah. And why is that? Because of the water, the air pocket that's going to be trapped on the other side. It'd be lo kedarko, but if you put it in with the mouth upwards so that there's no air pocket, but there's an appendage that's not handled properly, below ziboris, I didn't put it fully inside. So in such a situation, ache atenu al tzido, it's not going to become tar until you turn it to the side. And klishu tzar mikan mikan, if you have a vessel that's narrow in the middle pieces, berachab min ha'emse, but it's wide in the middle, eino tara cheyatilenu al tzido, it can't become tar until you turn it sideways. And why is that? Because if it has these two bulbous branches off to the side that are narrow and a thick middle, the water is not going to create a more of an air pocket. You have to turn it sideways in order for it not to have the air pockets. If you have a bottle whose rim is turned downwards, it can't become tar until you turn it until it has a hole on the other side. And Kalmarim had Yoto Sena Torah Achinakvena Bitsida, a layman's inkwell also can't become tar until you have a hole in it to get rid of the air. But Kalmarim Shel Yosef HaKohen Haisun Akuva Bitsida. The Mishnah wants us to know Yosef HaKohen, who was very involved, he specifically had a hole there. And why did he do that? To make sure that he would take care of the chatzitza problem. We'll stop here, but Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.